in a mountain where it crosses over a mountain. What
Over the divide?
what would they call that where it would cross?
Usually the divide. The road, you know, your water slopes this way on the divide and then the other way on the other side of the divide.
Is the divide near here?
That one above Buffalo, above Sheridan.
I see that goes
to, yeah, that's Pacific. Above Buffalo, I think, is the Powder River Pass. You're up there 9,000 something.
I see. Did we talk yesterday about Badlands? What are Badlands?
Yeah, she could answer that. That's in South Dakota where nothing grows, I guess.
Do they have any Badlands here?
Not that I know of.
So a Badland would just be where you couldn't grow anything?
Yeah, I don't think you grow nothing in Badlands.
Okay. And
Indians didn't even want them.
What, we talked a little about a hill. What's bigger than a hill?
Mountain, I guess.
Okay, so what would be your distinction between the two?
Well, your mountain's so damn much higher than a hill is, you know.
Uh-huh. Would there be any different vegetation on it?
Well, it depends on the moisture. If you, the mountains, you got moisture in the mountains, well, hell, they're green, you know. But I've seen them mountains as dry as these hills are, too.
Okay, there's nothing on them then. No, in the few rivers that are near here, do they have places where it would, maybe the water would go over a cliff? That would be called a
waterfall. Yeah, they don't have any here.
Okay. Would they use any other word for that besides waterfall? Other types of rough water?
Not that I know of, but they might.
Uh-huh. You ever heard the term white water?
Well, I might have heard it, but I kind of never saw it.
Okay. So there's no reason to use it.
No. Okay. Powder River's all muddy water.
All right. What about, we talked pretty much about vegetation. Sometimes you get the little plants out on the prairie that bloom. Those are called, any flower, any plant that blooms, mm-hmm, would be called a, you call that a flower?
Well, I suppose, hell, your cactus blooms sometimes a year too, you know, and you got wildflowers out there. I don't know what the hell the name of them is, but.
But you have a few around.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the difference between a rock and a stone to your understanding? What?
Well, they're both heavy. You got to pack them. I don't know. Stone, you have some sandstone around here. And sand, you know, it's soft. It breaks easy, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then you got hard rock too, and these shale rock, some of them, you know, that I don't know. Geologists told me they're burnt coal, you know. And you can find them, hell, there's cinders in there and stuff like that, you know. And
now, if you were to go outside to throw one or the other, you'd throw a rock or a stone? Or both?
Well, yeah, you throw them both, I guess.
I see, so the difference is a matter of hardness?
Well, that's what I would say, you know. But, hell, I don't know if there's that much difference in them or not.
Okay, that's great.
Now, a lot of this country was surveyed. It was marked on a, well, some guys say, well, I marked it on a stone. The other guy, well, I wrote it on a rock, you know.
It's the same thing.
The same damn thing.
Okay, well, let's go through. I've got a couple of lists here of words I need to get from. If a man dies, his wife is a
survivor.
Or she becomes a
widow.
Uh-huh. All right, and if a child is not recognized by his father, or his parents aren't married, the child is called a...
Well, he's an orphan.
Would they ever use the term bastard or anything like
I've
that?
I've heard that used, too.
Uh-huh. Are there any other words they might use besides that?
Catch cold.
Catch cold, okay. But the other one, the one that I mentioned, would probably be more...
I suppose, yeah.
Would you ever use that?
I never did, no.
All right, now we're talking about yesterday that you got married because you got married in sort of secrecy because you wanted to avoid one of these.